Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. The Gemara cites a brisa. If one carries out a tax collector's receipt, the law is that if he carried it out before having shown it to the collector, he is liable for he still needs it. But if it was after it was shown to the collector, he is not liable. We're here on Shabbos 78, by the way. The receipt of tax exemption was issued by a higher authority and then shown to the actual collector. Once shown, he has no further use for it and is therefore not liable for carrying it out. Rabbi Yehuda said even after it was shown to the collector, he is still liable because he still needs it. This idea of what we're talking about here in the Gemara, talking about showing things before to the collector, carrying it out before showing it, is liable. This brings to mind the idea that we have to think about things before doing it. We have to consider actions before doing them. We have to think twice before we speak, think twice before we act, and don't do things without consulting people. A lot of time we might be very impetus to do something. We might have the surge to do something, and we might have the zeal to do something. I have this problem very, very often. I want to rush to complete something, do something as fast as possible, but always consult your wife first, always consult your spouse first, keep them in the loop. Try not to run to do things without consulting your other half, sometimes considered your better half, if we're talking from the male to the female. And we have to be able to do things with keeping others in mind. We shouldn't rush to do things. We shouldn't speak before thinking about what we're going to say. We shouldn't act before thinking about how our actions are going to play out. The Gemara says, who is wise? He who foresees the future actions of his actions, the future consequences of his actions. We know who is wise, someone who learns from everyone, but the Talmud also teaches us, who is wise? He who foresees the outcomes of his deeds. Like in a game of chess, lahavdil, you have to look and think about what the next move will be, how that will affect your opponent, how will that affect yourself. So to every move you do in the chessboard of life, in the chessboard of our 120 years, how will it affect others? How will it impact others? How will it change the world? So think before you speak, think before you act, and consult with those around you, especially, if not only, but definitely the spouse that is in your life. And if not, then the family members in your life or those that'll be affected by your life, because everyone is affected by our deeds, everyone is affected by our actions, so we should always foresee what we do. Just like the Gemara talks about how if you do this without consulting, he's liable, so too we could be liable to not helping people the best way if we don't consult, we don't think before we do. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 79 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.